Legendary Queen guitarist Brian May will be performing in Malta on April the 5th, as the government unveiled a series of events to mark important anniversaries this year. May, author of some of the Queen's finest songs, will be performing with Kerry Ellis. The concert is expected to be staged in St. George's Square. 63 activities are being held to mark the 35th anniversary of Freedom Day, the 10th anniversary of EU membership, the 50th anniversary of independence, and the 40th anniversary of Republic Day. They include a series of art exhibitions by Maltese artists, three major multimedia shows in the Grand Harbour, Floriana and Valletta, the creation of four interactive installations marking each anniversary, a concert of classical music, a show by DJ Garrett Emery, a concert of ballet and other dance, a concert featuring Maltese bands, and the production of the rock opera Gensna, and a musical interpretation of the historic Cantilena. Valletta is today celebrating the Feast of St. Paul's Shipwreck, the feast which marks the birth of Christianity in Malta. Fine weather saw hundreds of people going to Valletta to enjoy the celebrations in the past few days, and also this morning, when Archbishop Pope Cremona led a pontifical mass. President George Abela, Prime Minister Joseph Muscat, and opposition leader Simon Busuttil led the congregation. During the special sermon in praise of the saint, Canon Lawrence Amit hit out strongly at the same-sex marriages and partnerships, noting that, as Pope Francis had said, this was an anthropological issue and a regression. Same-sex marriage existed in 30 countries, and he prayed God and St. Paul that Malta would not become the 31st. Father Zamit insisted, as he urged MPs to safeguard Malta's traditional and religious heritage. Drug squad police arrested 14 persons during an operation in Parcheville last night. The arrested are all aged between 17 and 39 years and were found in possession of cocaine, heroin, cannabis grass, ecstasy and methadone. They will be arraigned in court in the coming days. And from international news, France and Germany have voiced concern about Switzerland's vote to bring back strict quotas for immigration from European Union countries. Final results showed 50.3% voted in favor. The vote invalidates the Swiss-EU agreement on freedom of movement. German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble said the vote would cause a host of difficulties for Switzerland. France Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius said it will hurt Switzerland to be inward-looking. The initiative to hold the referendum was spearheaded by the right-wing Swiss People's Party amid increasing debate across Europe about migration and the impact of free movement of people.